feedback, I want to insert something that is an aggregation of many different questions or comments we've gotten over the last couple of weeks, and it's a comment on disinformation versus actionable intelligence. My goal with this, among other things, is to get feedback from our subscribers about how I can do a better job of protecting you against disinformation. I was talking with the team about this, and we went back and we looked at a lot of the sort of big disinformation ops that we've tried to communicate make no sense. And what we realized is the Soleri team has an incredible track record at warning you against disinformation. And yet, if you look at our record, I feel that if we could have done a better job of persuading people to not waste time on these different things, we could have saved the subscribers, our subscribers and audience, a lot more time. So the question is, how do we communicate our opinion on disinformation, which is effective in a way that protects your time and protects you from using for your day-to-day risk management or investment strategy, whether of your time and money, protects you from just either people who don't know what's really going on or fraudsters or professional disinformation. So I'm really struggling with how do I communicate in a way that really protects your time. So I want to walk through some of the history. The first one we would constantly have to battle with was collapse or collapse of the dollar. So in the early 2000s, the chorus rang, oh, the economy, the global economy is going to collapse. There were various forms of collapse, the Y2K collapse, other collapses. And what we kept saying is, no, there's a difference between portions of the economy being systematically harvested and collapsed. You know, that's not a collapse, that's an engineered takedown. And there's a difference between a collapse and a takedown. Part of this rolled into the collapse of the dollar and the slow burn. And what we said is, no, the economy is going to slow burn. And because the portions of the economy are being systematically collapsed. Well, this has gone on for years and it continues. I'm still dealing with people on the collapse scenario. And this fear of collapse and not understanding the takedown phenomena and the engineering of collapse. I mean, that's taken on the Soleri part thousands of hours. And yet we still have people, you know, showing up and saying, oh, the global economy is going to collapse. Of course, we're going to have a collapse this year. No, we're going to have, I'm in Europe, you know, we've increased the energy price 200%. We're going to slaughter all sorts of businesses and real estate, and people are going to pick them up cheap. There's a difference between a collapse and an engineered event. Anyway, so clearly the slow burn, I announced in 2017 that the slow burn was accelerating and we're going to have to start imploding institutions, which is what is happening. Okay, a big one was the dinar scam. For many years, I fought with clients and subscribers not to spend time or money in the dinar scam. My ultimate frustration hit a huge point when I realized, sat down and got a person who would come occasionally to me for a consultation, that over the prior 7 years, she had averaged expending 1,000 hours a year on her dinar scam. And every time I spoke with her, she would tell me that they were about to just realize their incredible gains. And this went on for years. And I said, you know, if you had just worked in a diner for $10 an hour for that 7,000 hours, you would have 70,000 pre-tax to show for it. Instead, you could have spent 7,000 hours helping your kids with their grandchildren. Think about how more advanced and intelligent your grandchildren would be if you had invested 1,000 hours a year for 7 years in their education. You're losing your life. You know, you're not just losing your money, you're losing your life. Another one is numismatics. Numismatics are a form of precious metals that are priced way above spot price. You're not paying for melt value. You're paying for the fact that various people are trying to persuade you that they can't be seized in the worst case. So numismatics have spent a lot of time, and generally we've been able to protect people. At the same time, you're constantly trying, new dealers are showing up, which are hawking numismatics and relieving people of their savings. It's frightening. The Chinese yuan is going to become the reserve currency tomorrow. That's another version of the dollar's collapsing. And that goes in and out. And it was combined in 2014 with the Asian elders. The Asian elders are a group of people who control vast amounts of riches and are going to show up and recapitalize and save the Western world. There was a big war in 2014. I had in the summer of 2014, I sat at the Gambles home in California while they told me the dollar was going to collapse and the Asian elders were going to recapitalize the Western system. And I said, not only is that not true, but if you look at the dollar, it's about to rise dramatically between now and the end of the year. And if anybody follows your advice, they're going to get slaughtered financially because you're promoting the reverse of what is right now starting to happen. So stock market up, dollar up, and precious metals are going to be flat to down. And if you're going to come out with this, and they said, yes, we're going to come out with this in a very strong way. And I said, well, then I'm going to come out against you in a very strong way because I'm not going to let you hurt my subscribers financially. So, there was a big break when I broke away from sort of the Thrive team and said, you've been had. You've been had. And this is all disinformation, and somebody's, and part of this was they really thought they were gonna, I think the dinar scheme or some kind of scam like that was probably in there. At the same time, literally the same week or two, I went on to Greg Hunter and had a just screaming match with Greg Hunter, who said, every person who's come on the show says the dollar is about to collapse, and you can't possibly be right. I said, Greg, the dollar's going up, it's going up strongly. The stock market's going up strongly. That's where this is going. And he just said, you have to be wrong. And I said, I'll bet you a dollar. And literally at the end of the year, we had a huge move up in the dollar. Of course, stock market was very strong. And I made Greg Hunter pay me a dollar. And he was grumpy about it. I said, no, you got to mail me a dollar bill. I'm going to frame it. And it's framed in my office in Tennessee. But that was a huge war. And it was literally a time when I broke completely away from the financial alternative media because they were just all vested in collapse. They were all vested in the dollar losing the reserve currency status, and they just couldn't see what was going on. And the disinformation was massive because if you can't harvest people by pulling them into your system, you send them to an alternative system that harvests them in different ways. That's what it is. And I really don't care. Someone once said, one of my favorite quotes is, war is not about who's right, war is about who's left. My interest is not where I want things to go, or I said, my goal relates to where I want things to go, but I have to be cognizant of where they are in fact going, whether I like it or not. It was one of the reasons I really bonded very closely to Joseph Farrell because he was very helpful in helping me with no more allies in the alternative financial media. He was very helpful in mapping out what was happening in the economy, really, really. And there was a great line where we were doing a workshop together, and he turned to somebody who was promoting the Asian elders and the Chinese yuan is about to become the reserve currency. This is 2014, and he said, the Chinese have one aircraft carrier. They just finished making it. They don't even know how to sail it. Are you out of your mind? It's pretty funny. Another one was the Blue Chicken Op after the very successful Secret Space Program conferences. A group showed up through Gaia TV marketing all sorts of Secret Space Program. The whole, it was a huge disinformation effort. It was as almost as big as the current one, Operation Smother is what I call it. And we just finally called it the Blue Chicken Op. And it was amazing how many people in the audience left the legitimate researchers in general, just went off and poured incredible amount of time and energy into the Blue Chicken Op. And it was funny because the group that did it made a documentary sort of towards the end when it was running out of steam. And I was down with a subscriber in Texas, and we decided to watch it. And she turned to me after it was over and she said, "You know, it was like just watching all your stuff. They're just trying to package you in like an Oreo cookie to make themselves look legitimate." It was really sad. Great amount of information wasted. Leo Wanta is another one. Whenever the missing money story starts to get real traction, they pull Leo Wanta out of the closet, who claims to have all the money sitting in his trust funds, and he is holding out about against the bad guys, and he's gonna at some point he's gonna turn the key and all the money will be used for good. Believe it or not, that's related to, and this happens many times, it's happened to me for decades. Somebody shows up, they're associated with the top guys, they have trillions of dollars, they're ready to do good on the planet, and they just want me to give them a whole schedule of how to roll out this money and how to save the world. And if I'll just do, you know, a few hours of work, like 1,000 hours of work to help them, they'll turn on the spigot and I'll have hundreds of billions of dollars to allocate and manage. You know, you can't believe anybody. So I used to tell them, well, my retainer is, you know, this amount of money, so you have to pay $5,000 up front for 6 months for the retainer. And they'd say, oh, well, you don't understand, we're dealing with billions, we don't pay retainers, that's stupid little chicken feed. And I say, well, I'm a chicken feed kind of girl, so you got to pay the chicken feed. And sure enough, you know, they won't put down $10. The whole part of the trick is to get you to work for free. And it's amazing, you'll see all sorts of researchers spend hundreds of hours giving them free material, free ideas, doing all the work for them. And then, of course, they disappear and there's no money. And, you know, I've seen a lot of good people get their networks convincing that they're going to invest vast amounts of money in them when all the payday comes in. And of course, it never does. Then, of course, there's QAnon, which I said at the beginning of the Trump administration was hope porn. And sure enough, it's hope porn. But it's very effective at getting people to sit on the couch and not take the time to learn how the money works in their jurisdictions and what they can do about it and to organize to do about it. You know, you just sit on the couch and the white hats are going to come and show up and fix everything. Then there's the quantum financial system. I had a very talented, capable researcher, or this guy who had military and intelligence experience, he should know better, show up and try and persuade me that the quantum financial system was real and it was being run and controlled again. This is another version by this wonderful woman who was just taking care of all of us and was going to lead us into the promised land. And I said, okay, well, here are the basic documents that any due diligence will do. Get me those documents and I'll go through them and I'll report. Sure enough, oh, we don't give out documents. So if you look at the most basic documents that under financial or SEC law that anybody's supposed to give to an investor, you know, there's lots of laws and standards about what you're supposed to get. Nothing. So I'm supposed to, you know, like believe in this on a hope, a whim, and a dream. No due diligence, no document. You know, I just tell them, look, grow up. Crypto. You've probably heard me talk a lot about crypto, and I did a 3-hour interview with Mercola and a Bitcoin supporter, and I've basically said everything there is to say on crypto. I did a great discussion in 2017 with Harry Blaser about Bitcoin as well. So between the Mercola interview and the Bitcoin interview with Harry Blaser, I think it's on the homepage, but it could be in the library. You know, there's nothing more I can say about crypto, but we have watched crypto be prototyped to help the leadership, Mr. Global, figure out how to bring in CBDC. The value of any crypto depends, and you know, I hate to agree with Warren Buffett, but he's dead right. The value of crypto depends on the next guy coming in. So in that sense, it's a Ponzi scheme, but all fiat currency is, in a sense, a Ponzi scheme. But there are some fiat currencies that have sovereign taxing power and military behind them, and others that don't. But crypto is clearly being pumped and dumped for a variety of reasons. And so it's a speculation. And if you're going to get involved in a speculation, and if you want to help Mr. Global prototype digital currencies, then you just got to be careful and understand you're in the Wild West, you're in a speculation, and you're going to get pumped and dumped. And whatever you do, you better make sure you have your records and your archive and protect yourself from sort of losing everything in the Wild West or not having your documents and getting rolled by a tax authority. Anyway, I've said all these things before, but it's remarkable if you look at the chart we put into the first quarter wrap-up this year of Bitcoin and crypto being pumped just as the vaccines are rolling out. It was a brilliant vaccine marketing plan, just like SPACs were part of a vaccine marketing plan. I got to give my old partners credit. They're really good. They know what they're doing. And if you want to sideline half the alpha males into a vision of massive crypto profits before you dump them and have the IRS go after them, they did a brilliant job. What can I say? So just understand when if you're going to dive into the crypto waters, you've got to understand you're in a very dangerous space and you have to navigate it. Now, I've seen very smart, intelligent, hardworking people navigate it in a very clever way and make a lot of money, because they know what they're doing and they know how dangerous the waters are that they're playing in. And so if you've done that, good for you. I'm not going to do that because I'm trying to take things the other way. So I'd rather use that money to invest in people. And I don't want to help Mr. Global Protect. I was brought up, basically, I was trained by some of the top guys in the financial system at the time. And they had a rule. They never financed their enemy, ever. Not ever. Even if they could make, if they could make it a multiple of 10 times financing their enemy, they wouldn't do it. They understood it was war. Okay, I mentioned the White Hats in connection with QAnon, but the White Hats thing has been going on for a long time, and it's all part of getting us to sit on the couch because the White Hats are going to fix everything. That is, Trump is still the president, is part of that one. It's interesting on QAnon, after they got the January 6th domestic terrorist thing going, somebody jumped on my Wikipedia page and said I was a big QAnon follower. After 4 years of being absolutely attacked and slaughtered because I kept saying QAnon was hope porn and it was BS. And remember, on these things, QAnon used to roll out some interesting nuggets. So off and on, I would go see what nuggets they were rolling out. And that's part of giving credibility to disinformation. You want to throw in a couple of good nuggets. And so there's always something to be learned by seeing if you can call out the nuggets. It just takes a lot of time. And what I've learned is, looking for nuggets with most disinformation ultimately just wastes your time. Okay, so the new one is mass formation psychosis, which is a combination of a mass formation theory come up by a guy from Belgium named Matthias Desmet, and then psychosis tacked on or hypnosis tacked on by Dr. Robert Malone. And I describe this as being something promoted by, if you look at the people who are using their materials in a variety of ways, I call it Operation Smother. Anyway, so this is one of the things that's going on in Operation Smother. If you dig deeper and look at what's going on in the world of psychology at a much more serious level, you have a real effort to weaponize mental health in a way that will protect the people who are implementing genocide, number one. But after you do that, then anybody who's tried to disagree with the official narrative, like me, can then be declared to be mentally imbalanced. Anyway. Mass formation is a kind of popularized popular science BS, especially when you add psychosis to it. If you look at morphogenic fields or what's happening with entrainment technology, there are great theories to explain what's going on here. Farrell did a great book on mind control. We've done a lot. If you go to the commentary, put in mind control in the search bar, and you'll get a list of links, including at the bottom. Two interviews or lectures at the War College and to the military by Giordano and Morgan on military-grade neurological weaponry. So to me, mass formation psychosis is a cover story for, among other things, the military-grade neurological weaponry. Anyway, so it's a whole bunch of hooey, and normally I would just let it slide by. The problem is that if you look deeply at what is being done by more serious people, this is sort of the popular notion, but what's being done by more serious people is to really weaponize mental health in a way that is unbelievably dangerous. And among other things, in the United States, it's going to be used to try and strip people of their guns and their rights under the Second Amendment. Do not fall for it. Just do not fall for it. And again, the dangerous aspect of this is what's going on in behavioral modification, including by one of the committees at WHO or Rockefeller Foundation has a new project it's funding, or a project it's funding called the Mercury Project. So these are the more serious things. And this is the popular notion that covers for it. Do not fall for it. Okay, so those are a series of different disinformations. And when I look back at sort of our performance at Solaria, my performance, I'm looking back and saying, I would describe my opinion on these different items, but it didn't translate into saving people's time fast enough. And I think the question is, how can I help you not waste any time on this kind of stuff? Now, the first thing is, you can't just say, oh, well, Catherine will know, because in these instances, I was right, but no one is always right. I can't always be right. And I'm not a great believer in prophecy. So, there's just no way that we can say, okay, well, Catherine's an expert and we can depend on her. That's how we got into half the messes we're in, depending on experts. So I will always try and do my best to give you my best opinion on anything, but we can't assume I'm always going to be right. So we need a strategy that depends on something better than one or a few experts. Let me just describe, I wrote down a couple of thoughts about what our strategy should be, and I'll just call it's part of war strategy. First of all, vet people before you invest time. If somebody rang the doorbell and said, I want to come into your bedroom and look at your safe, you wouldn't just let them in. So when people are offering you what's supposed to be intelligence or actionable intelligence, and they're a complete stranger or they're on the internet, just don't invest time until they're vetted. For God's sakes, get vetted sources. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, only incorporate proven sources into your risk management. So you do risk management, you do planning, you invest your time and resources. Only use information from proven sources to integrate into risk management. You should be using actionable intelligence from vetted, reliable sources for managing your time and resources. Entertainment's fine. If you want to watch, anything from James Bond movies to, crazy stuff on the internet that says the blue chicken op is happening, that's entertainment. And if you find that pleasurable, it's fine. Use it for your pleasure. Don't use it for your risk management. The official narrative or BS is for cocktail parties. For risk management, you want to use hard, actionable intelligence. We have to learn not to mix them up. We can't use the official narrative or entertaining blue chicken ops for real risk management. All online information, I don't care if it's the Solaria report, I don't care if it's the Wall Street Journal, all of it comes with entrainment and subliminal programming, because that can be overlaid. It doesn't have to be put in by the content provider, which means collect information, but when you're going to make decisions, look, take out a piece of paper and a pencil and do the math. Go hug a tree, get away from digital technology and get yourself grounded. Have a good night's sleep before you make decisions, and verify, verify, verify. I often get asked for detailed descriptions of why something is disinformation, and what I find is unpacking disinformation is usually a complete waste of time. Not to mention that if you say you think somebody's disinformation, then the next thing you're wasting time on a public debate, and it's intentional. They're trying to, I call it flypapering someone. They're trying to get sticky with flypaper, and the next thing you have to spend, the next 2 weeks getting the flypaper off of you. Disinformation is part of a control grid, and the control grid is the largest industry on the planet, herding you in a direction Mr. Global wants you to go. They spend trillions of dollars on the control grid. It's surveillance, it's mind control, it's engineering financial carrots and sticks, it's covert operations. I'm telling you, it's the biggest industry on the planet. It's huge. So you need to understand you're navigating a control grid, and we spend a lot of time on the Solaria report trying to explain to you that there is a control grid and it's managing you one person at a time, because with the AI and software and all the surveillance, they can do it. And so building a great barometer of understanding the control grid and how you want to navigate it, there's no better investment of your time than getting that. Because until you get that, you can't build and manage a great map. And that's what you need to navigate. I mean, just like if you were to drive from Philadelphia to California, you need a good map. And life is like a long journey. You need a good map, but you need a way to constantly update and refresh that map and not get tricked. And when I tell you, they are spending hundreds of billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars a year, trying to trick you. And so we're up against a machine. You cannot understand disinformation without understanding mind control technology. And I'm going to say it again, military grade neurological weapons. They are at work, they're highly effective, and they create the capacity for you and every other human being and me to resonate with material that we would never even consider, let alone take seriously under normal circumstances. So you have to understand that mind control technology is very subtle, it's totally invisible. It can get highly intelligent, well-educated, capable people to believe in utter and complete BS. And I've had it trick me. So everybody can be tricked. And the reason we want to be part of a network dedicated to living a free and inspired life is we need each other to share intelligence and skills. And that is the best way of working through what is really going on. So we need constantly to build networks of people who can share intelligence and skills. If you look at some of the discussions that are going on at subscriber input or at the commentaries, you know, the comment section and commentaries, there's great discussion and great intelligence coming in. I would never have been able to navigate the pandemic without the incredible intelligence coming in through the networks at Sillery, the networks at Doctors for COVID Ethics, the networks at Children's Health Defense. A lot of that intelligence I didn't always agree with, but it was rich, it was robust. It was coming from people who had incredible amounts of expertise and knowledge that there's no way I'm ever going to have it. I mean, some of the doctors at Doctors for COVID Ethics are absolutely brilliant. And they can see disinformation at lightning speeds in science and medicine that I could never see. Anyway, so no one is as smart as all of us. That was our theme on money and markets this week. And it's because it's very, very important that we have these rich networks. And one of the reasons I'm so dedicated to keeping, serious disinformation like mass formation psychosis out of our networks is you can't build that speed and trust without a certain level of quality. And if you're constantly dragging the saltwater taffy in and pouring it into the engine, then you bog down and you stop providing the speed of actionable intelligence that we need to keep navigating. So those are some thoughts on disinformation versus actionable intelligence. And I really want you to come to a place where you get good at doing this. There's a wonderful quote from Walt Whitman in Leaves of Grass that I just want to read because this is what a lot of times I'll quote this to remind us all of how to approach this. He says, "Stop this day and night with me, and you shall possess the origin of all poems. You shall possess the good of the earth and sun. There are millions of suns left. You shall no longer take things at second or third hand, or look through the eyes of the dead, nor feed on the specters in books. You shall not look through my eyes either, nor take things from me. You shall listen to all sides and filter them from yourself." Walt Whitman, Leaves of Grass.